Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us in studio here, boys. He just had a monster shift with the midday show, filling in for Lucius, and now he's going to be coming back in a couple hours to work the nighttime shift. And the next Thursday, he's leaving for Denver, Colorado. It's the Mighty Parker from the KNC Masterpiece.
Yeah, guys, they really piled my hours on here. They know they're getting rid of me, so they're going to make me work for the next week.
He can't go into overtime. So what, you leave next Thursday. What is your next gig? What are you going to be doing?
So I'm moving on to, it's 104.3 The Fan and...
What a ripoff.
ESPN 1600 Denver.
What? You're doing two stations?
Yeah, it's two stations. One is an automated, one is actually like an on-air, real cool, kind of similar thing to what you'd be used to hearing here on 105.3. But I'm going to go be the executive producer out there, which is going to be very much more behind the scenes. It's more like a management type gig, but it gives me an opportunity to do a lot more things and work with a lot more people and kind of train up producers and talent and board ops and all sorts of things that, you know, working with KNC, I have to keep those guys on the rails, make sure I keep them in line. So it's going to be a lot more like that, just a little bit more responsibility and things up there. It's going to be really, really cool.
Well, we're happy for you. We're proud of you. And we know your wife likes our show. If you need us to stop in and check on her, that's fine, Tori. Or is she going with you?
Well, right now she's really busy clearing things up at work, but I know she's going to need help packing next week.
Okay, okay, good.
So I'm sure you guys can go help her pack.
Yeah, she said she's staying.
Well, for like a week or so. So yeah, if you guys want to check in on her.
Okay, good. Just to make sure she's doing well.
Well, yeah. It reminded us, not only of her, but it reminded us of when you were first going to be an intern. And were you just our intern, or did they rotate you with different shows?
So I was just you guys' intern. I think I was the last intern up here that only was like responsible for one show.
So this was the back in the day, the way it worked back then was the interns, guys or girls, would interview with me. Okay. And then I would pass them through.
Okay. Ooh, like a kidney stone.
No, I'd pass them through and say, okay, you passed. You know, very few, you know, you have your applicants and I could choose one or two or whatever.
Right.
And then they would, I mean, obviously Gavin and Tim would approve it, but at the time it was me doing it. So I have the date of this. This was Parker's first day.
Are you serious?
Generally, it would be fall. I believe it was his first day. Generally, he was the fall semester. It was September 10th, 2014.
Holy wow.
So
were you,
four and a half years ago.
At that point, Shippy, or are you still KNC? You're still KNC
at
that point.
I was still KNC, but I was like 2 months away from being with you guys.
Yeah, Shippy was very new. I mean, he was very green. Yeah.
Nude?
Mm-hmm. New. Green.
Oh. Were still nude.
Were you the intern that I farted and asked to get me a bowl of soup?
No, I think that was the one before.
Okay, I don't remember who that was.
that was your best moment.
We were, at this point in time, we were pranking every intern that came through. And certainly you were an intern that was coming through. So you got pranked. And the premise of the prank was that, for whatever reason, Ben and I could not do a FanDuel spot. And so we needed someone to do it.
Basically, and you guys needed to record it because you're about to go on the air, and Sean and RJ had to record an interview, so they were out in the hall waiting.
Yeah.
So we're taking up the studio space.
Right.
And we need to hurry, and we need to get this spot done quickly so KT can edit it, and it's done, and we can move on.
Right.
But they wanted to also add an element to it. They wanted to make it sound like, hey, we brought one of our listeners here to help record the spot.
Okay, great.
So we're making it sound like Parker was a listener.
And you guys sent me off for like 20 minutes to research fantasy stats before you sent me in there. So you guys set this thing up from the very... I had never met y'all. This is the first day that I walked into the studio, met you guys. You sent me off to some computer elsewhere and like, hey, find some fantasy stats. We need you to do this. Like, okay, great.
I'm glad you said that because that's a very key point to what you're about to hear.
Okay.
And we said, Parker, go get some notes, you know, and I think it was probably me or Brendan back at the time saying, go get some notes on fantasy stuff. And meanwhile, the characters that Ben and Skin are playing here are guys like, hey, we're trying to be helpful, and then at some point it starts to kind of turn on the kid a little bit.
Yeah.
Turn on the intern a little bit.
The idea is to turn up the pressure on the rookie.
Yeah.
And make him think that he's in a pressure cooker.
And he was. He absolutely was.
All right, so let's jump into this. This is from almost 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago now, Parker's first day as an intern.
2 minutes you got to do. I don't know. I don't have a script.
Where are we with what? What is it?
KT, we need you in here, dude. You can't.
What did he do? What part did he do?
It's in the printer. Hold on.
All right, hustle, man. We're losing time here.
I got told you 7 fantasy tips, too.
go with. For
the oh, did he get you the other FanDuel stuff? Ask him where the other FanDuel stuff is. Ask him where the other FanDuel stuff is.
We may not have time, man. If we don't have time, just get in here, man. We got a jam. We got like 3 minutes.
Chaos.
You'll need him to kind of explain what.
Well, yeah, just in case.
Okay, so is this the stuff from the agency? Because this is so generic.
Where's the stuff you wrote? The agency told us to talk about Jimmy Graham. Of course, stuff. Who the Jimmy Graham? He's the best tight end. Okay, great. This is why we need you to. Did you write something?
Oh, that's what I wrote.
Oh, you wrote this?
Doesn't fucking work.
You gave him 5 minutes.
Brendan,
dude, can you give us a second here? Go out in the hall.
Come back in. Yeah, just take a breather, in 1 minute. Brendan.
AJ Green is one of the best receivers. He's top three receiver in the league.
Did you not write down their values on here?
All Brendan got me doing, all y'all got me doing, or all I was told to do is...
There's no values on here. This is just this guy's hurt or whatever. We need the values. This is worthless.
Okay, so
why didn't
you just want to do it? Why don't we just have him do it? We're like, hey, he came up with these dumbass points. We just let him read his points.
Okay.
But
okay,
don't
get ready.
Those points.
Get
just
ready.
Freestyle.
Get ready.
Don't
get
use
ready.
Those points. Don't use those points.
Okay. I'll set you up. Get on. Hey, Ben and Skin here for... Yeah.
Brendan. Get back in here.
All right, Ben and Skin here for FanDuel. 1 week fantasy leagues all year long, and anybody can play, including Parker. Parker's a big listener. Parker, give us the fantasy tip for the week.
You know, I've got Maurice Jones-Drew on my team playing against...
Dude, take a deep breath, because we're not going to have time to edit this. One more time. Anybody can do it. For example, Parker. Parker's a good listener. Parker, what's your fantasy tip for the week?
You know, I picked up DeSean Jackson on my team playing with Washington this year. Last year, it was all about Pierre Garçon and Alfred Morris. RG3 will hit him all game long this week.
Dude, hold on. We need more, like, in-depth.
Got to get in-depth with
something
it.
More in-depth and just keep going because we're not going to be able to edit this.
Okay, get ready for a quarterback. We'll do this.
Quarterback.
All right, Parker, that's great advice, but what if I need a starting quarterback?
I got Andrew Luck this week against the Denver defense. It's going to be a shootout. He's going to get a bunch
of
yards.
Picks of the draft.
Yeah, that's expensive, dude. go for a value.
Go for value. Okay.
Yeah, for a value.
Give me just a second. Sorry, guys.
And KT is going to have to edit this. All right, Parker, give me an idea of who I should be starting at quarterback this week.
You got Matt Castle in Minnesota this week. He's taking over for...
One more time. Castle's good. Castle's good.
All right.
Okay, I'll set you up.
But do me a favor, make him sound better than he is.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
Got Adrian Peterson opening up the defense.
Don't mention Adrian Peterson.
Dude. Okay, here we go. Ready? On the count of three. Okay, Parker, I'm thinking maybe who do I need to start at quarterback this week?
All right, you got Matt Castle playing in Minnesota against the St. Louis defense. He's going to have plenty of options to throw to, and that defense should be wide open all week.
Yeah,
just because it's like a gambling thing. So go overboard. Like, say he's going to throw for like 400 yards and 5 TDs, and then just sell it like you mean it.
Yep. Okay.
All right, hurry.
Okay, so who's your quarterback pick for this week, Parker?
My value pick is going to be Matt Castle from Minnesota playing against a St. Louis defense. He'll have at least 350 yards to get 3 touchdowns. Be wide open. That's my lock.
If he doesn't, then that's not enough. I need to go over the top, like 400 yards and 5 touchdowns.
Something just completely unbelievable.
Sell it with passion.
Okay, right. Here we go. Quarterback. Quarterback's the most important spot. Parker, who's your pick this week?
I got Matt Castle in Minnesota. He's playing against a St. Louis defense. He'll have at least 400 yards, 6 touchdowns. They got no chance of stopping him this
six
week.
6 touchdowns? That's too much. You got to find the balance.
It's got to be believable.
He hasn't thrown for 6 in his career.
Yeah, no one's going to buy that. Okay. Oh, receiver. Let's go receiver. You ready? All right, but everybody needs a top flight receiver. Where should I go, Parker?
You got another value pick in Malcolm Floyd in Arizona. He's a number 2 behind Larry Fitzgerald, but
it's Michael Floyd.
Is it Michael Floyd in Arizona?
Yeah. Keep it local. Do something like Terrence Williams.
All right, Parker, everybody needs a good receiver. Who do you think's a good pick?
All right, I got Terrence Williams here in Dallas. He is healthy. He's playing this week. Look for him to have at least a touchdown, 100 yards.
Oh, God.
What does that sell?
100 yards?
We're trying to get people to go to FanDuel and spend the money.
Are they doing
over
a good
over
the top?
Have 100.
What are we doing?
God, Terrence Williams not
going to
have 100 yards?
Can we stop this for a minute?
Yes.
Yeah.
So as you're listening to this, Parker, do you remember what you're thinking at the time?
Man, like right now I'm listening to it sweating again. I'm sitting here thinking, and I know because I just met you guys, like halfway through this, I'm thinking, okay, what the hell do they want me to say? Because first they say, give me 400 yards. I'm like, that doesn't make any sense at all. Then I say 400. And, like, the first time I even brought it down to 350 because I was like, well, that's more reasonable, but still great. And it's like, no, that's not enough. No, it's too much. I think at one point, Ben, you like walked out of the room, crumpled up the notes that I had and threw them across the room.
It's so wrong to do it to an intern, too, because the intern is really in that rare situation where you can't say no.
Yeah.
Because of the implication.
Yeah.
That sucks that times have changed. I used to use that to my advantage all the time.
You can't say no.
Right.
Also, I think I had an accent back then. I don't know where that went.
That's the thing. Like, I would have, man, I know me. I would have lost my, I would have been like, stop yelling at me and let me record the spot for a second.
No, you would not.
Jeez.
No, you would not.
I think I would have. At that age, I think I would have at that age.
All right.
I think I would have lost my cool.
I would have gone. I would have done it too, just because the pressure, it's like, it's such a, it's so instantaneous. It's like, hey, thanks for getting here. Here's a pressure cooker. Hurry. Hurry. That was terrible. What else? Do you want to ever work in this business? You've already told your friends, family, I'm going to intern at a radio station. You don't want to blow it?
First day.
Oh, my God.
This guy just said, I lost money that week taking your dumbass advice, Parker. All right. Pick the audio back up, Shippy.
Again, okay, this is from 2014.
Okay.
Terrence Williams, I can have 100 yards.
We're.
It's fine. It's one more time. Tight ends.
Okay, so Parker, if people don't get the receiver they want, maybe they should turn to a tight end.
You got Jordan Cameron in Cleveland.
Who?
You got Jordan Cameron in Cleveland.
Okay, let's enunciate that a little bit better. Let's do that a little bit better. Man, you got to turn to a tight end if you don't have a good receiver. Who would that be, Parker?
You got Jordan Cameron in Cleveland. You know there's been a quarterback controversy, but he's not going to have any problems getting any receptions this year.
He's not going to get a catch.
Okay, wait, hold on. He's decent.
He's going to need a safety, though.
Make it more about Johnny Football. The listeners want to hear about Johnny Football. Even if you don't, tell the listeners that just because Johnny Football is not starting, he is going to play, and what will Johnny do?
Okay, and then, we'll do that, and then just take it all the way in and nail the landing. FanDuel.com. Okay, but what if somebody wants to draft Johnny Football?
Johnny Football may not start this week, but you know he's going to come in and play after Cleveland stinks it up in the first half. He'll look to Jordan Cameron as a safety valve. That'll be your lock pick here on FanDuel.com.
What kind of stats for Johnny Football?
Yeah, you got to drop some stats. And then we're FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season. Remember that part.
FanDuel.com, where every week is a new season.
Okay, but Parker, a lot of people are into Johnny Football. What if somebody drafts him?
Well, he's not going to start this week, but you know he's going to come in off the bench after Cleveland stinks it up in the first half. He'll look to Jordan Cameron as his safety valve. I'm looking 150, 175 yards passing, a touchdown, and at least one rushing touchdown as well. They're on FanDuel.com.
He's at least going to have that. He's Johnny Football. His name's Football.
Yeah. No. We just got to stick this, Ben. He's got to stick the landing. Don't f*** up the landing. Last time.
Every week is
a brand new season. Yep.
Shippy's here.
FanDuel.com.
Shippy can do it.
No, shut the f*** up. Okay, so what if someone drafted Johnny Football? What do you think, Parker?
All right, Johnny Football's not going to start this week, but you know he's going to come in off the bench. Cleveland's going to get run over in the first half. They're going to need some life in their team. He'll come in and have at least 150 yards, one or two rushing touchdowns. He's Johnny Football. That's how he does it.
That's the same stats you just gave. Give him more, better stats.
He gave him an extra
rushing touchdown.
We got to get the landing. We got to get the landing.
Give him a better stats.
We can't promote him.
Give him better stats.
He may not play.
Quit arguing, man. Start in, jump in on Johnny Football and stick the landing. Hit it.
Just hype it up. Johnny Football.
Johnny Football. Hype him up.
Big stats.
Landish stats.
Like,
and stick the landing. Take it away, Parker.
All right, you got Johnny Football coming in the second half. He may not start, but you know he's going to have huge stats coming in after they get run over in the first half.
That's okay.
You're looking at 150 pass yards.
No, more.
250 pass yards, 100 rush yards, at least two touchdowns. He's Johnny Football. That's just how he does it.
He can't rush for 100 yards.
He can't do that. You can't throw for that much and rush that much in a half. You got to make it believable and stick the landing. Okay, let's do it one last time. All right, so Parker, if someone drafted Johnny Football, what can they expect?
You're looking for a big second half out of Johnny Football. You know he's not starting, but he'll come in when they really need him.
Take a deep breath. We got to get this.
Hold on a second.
Okay, Parker.
What about how much faster he's talking every single time? I mean, he's just cranking the wheel.
When I started to feel bad here because you can tell because he has a deep breath and he's starting. Yeah. I mean, it's hit him like.
Take it back a few seconds.
You guys are jerks.
Yeah.
So painful. painful.
KT.
You're looking for a big second half out of Johnny Football. You know he's not starting, but he'll come in when they really need him.
Take a deep breath. We got to get this. Okay, Parker, if someone actually drafted Johnny Football, what should they expect?
Well, you know he's not going to start, but he's going to come in the second half. You know he's going to get big stats. He can't have a full game stat, so he'll get about 100 yards passing, 75 yards rushing. He'll get a couple touchdowns, and you know he's going to be your lock for this week. FanDuel.com, where every week is a brand new season.
Can you do it without the hiccup? Yeah, just real smooth.
You want me to just do the FanDuel.com?
Just hit it all the way.
Like you're mad at people if they don't go. Tell people they're stupid if they don't go there.
And then maybe
go win some money at FanDuel.com. Yes, you know you're going to do it.
Like, tell them how much.
All right. You know you're going to win big money at FanDuel.com, where every week is a brand new season. Go get it.
Wait, tell them how much.
Go get it.
Tell them how much they're going.
You did lose the go get it.
Thousands of dollars.
Yeah, lose tell them how much money they can win.
Stop it for a minute. So after that happened, for a good 3 or 4 years after the prank,
go get it
became a common phrase just in side room talk.
Go get it.
Go get it.
Not my brightest moment.
That was, dude. You're doing great. I'm sitting here thinking, why didn't FanDuel use go get it? Yeah, they would have cleaned up with that.
You're doing great. Seriously.
Man. Oh, that was painful.
You know what? I'm not lying. I remember doing this, and I remember halfway through this thinking, this guy will be management in Denver within 4.5 years.
It's a really weird prediction.
Balling out of control.
Should have asked you about championships from years past. You know you're going to win big money at FanDuel.com, where every week is a brand new season. Go get it.
Wait, tell them how much they're going to win.
No one
tell them how much they're going to win.
He did lose the go get it.
Thousands of dollars.
Tell them how much money they can win.
Yeah, tell them how much, and then don't do the go get it.
All right. Go win your thousands of dollars on FanDuel.com.
Thousands of dollars?
Yeah, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. That's never going to work out. That's never going to work out. Just do something sensible. Just do the smooth thing, nail it, and let's get the f*** out of here.
All right. Okay. There's plenty of money to...
What the f*** is muddity?
Plenty of money to be won.
All right.
Relax.
There's plenty of money to be won at...
I can't take the pressure. This is too... intense, man.
Where's the other intern?
Where's the other intern?
There for this f-ing studio. Deep breath. And then nail it. No, he's got to be him. It's got
to
be him.
There's plenty of money to be won. There's plenty of money to be won at FanDuel.com. Several hundreds of dollars.
What's hundreds of dollars? Hundreds. Hundreds of dollars.
God, this is...
There's plenty of money to be won at FanDuel.com. Several hundreds of dollars. Go online where every week is a brand new season.
I think that's going to work. hey, we just pranked you. Yeah.
Awesome.
Okay.
Okay.
You did a great job.
Right, tense.
A little tense.
I got to tell you guys, I listen to Yellow Show all the time, so I knew it was going to happen. Here's the thing.
So it's kind of a reverse prank?
I was afraid, you know, that y'all were going to call me or do something, and I was going to see it coming from the very beginning. You got me.
Did you know at all during this at all?
I had no idea.
All right.
No idea.
Up top,
welcome to the squad.
Holy cow, guys. You did great, dude. You were thrown into the fire, and you performed exceptionally well.
Go get it.
yeah, I guess so. So we should say to you in your new endeavor, go get it.
Thanks, guys.
Can't
believe it's been 4.5 years. This has been great. Thank you guys for starting my journey.
No pressure, but I am going on vacation in Colorado the last week of December, and if I don't see 104.3 the Fan stickers that say go get it.
Go get it.
104.3 the Fan, go get it.
Go get it.
That is your job. You need to make that a thing.
I think I could make that work, yeah.
I just want to see
it. Sponsored by FanDuel? Is that?
Sure.
All right.
Hey, they're still an entity. We're proud of you, man. We're going to miss you around the station. We wish you much continued sex. Go do a great job, and then we'll see you down the road, man. Go get it.
He'll probably be our boss one day.
Yeah. Listen, if we do end up working for you someday, please forget about that prank.
Yep.
Just forget that pretend it was Corey and Kevin who did it.
Just be prepared for like hours of sponsor reads.
Okay, done. done. All right, there
Parker,
he goes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Parker! Heading to Denver. There he goes. Go get it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.